Blog Talk Radio.
Test. Can you hear me? Yeah, pray for my voice because it ain't the right. It don't sound right. Blessings. Hello, how art thou? Hello. Hello? Oh, bless it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All right. Papa Russell, you a pro. She from here? Yes, sir. Okay. Greetings this evening. I'm your host tonight, Prophetess Sharday Cheney here, filling in for Prophetess Shalonda Caldwell, and I'm excited about tonight's broadcast. I want to first start with a word of prayer real quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just bless you, we magnify you, and we just thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Lord, as we share with your people, God, we're asking that it'll penetrate their heart, God, that you'll open up the heavens, and God, you'll open up the floodways, God, that we will hear from you clearly, God, and Lord, that this word will penetrate their heart, God, that it'll grow on good ground, God, not on stony ground, God, but we're asking, oh God, that this word will take root, God, and we will be able to birth more prophets in the nation in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings again on tonight. I really wanted to discuss tonight about the 400 against the one, which is you. And the reason why this is so imperative and it is so vital in this season is because the Bible begins to speak about the end times when false prophets shall arise and people with false words that will come forth. And I know a lot have come to churches and we're in the prophetic movement and everyone claims to be a prophet or an apostle. However, what I'm noticing, even as a young prophetess myself, that there are a lot of self-proclaimed prophets. And then there are a lot of people who say that they're prophets but don't have the proper training. And so it bothers me as a younger person in my 30s, amen, who wants to hear the truth, wants the truth to go forth, but I see there's the lack of what, accountability, there's a lack of integrity, and everybody wants to operate. So what do you do when you're the only person standing for truth? What are you doing if you're the only person that's teaching and preaching righteousness, prophesying, and not just houses and cars, but you're literally telling and warning the people? And I know you're saying, well, last time you came on last week and you talked about the watchman.
Yeah, would you like to learn to play worship piano?
Yeah, we're talking about the watchman. But now I want to know, are you equipped to stand one against the 400? And so if you would go with me real quickly to 1 Kings 22:1. And it says, and 3 years passed without war between Aram and Israel. And it came about in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. Now the king of Israel said unto his servants, Do you know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us, and we are still doing nothing to take it out of the hand of King Aram? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, will you go into battle with me in Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. Moreover, Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, please inquire first for the word of the Lord. And this is very important. The reason why I want to point this out is because back in those days, they needed a seer or they needed a prophet. Why did they need a seer? Because a seer or a magician operated in the demonic realm, and then you have the prophets who operated in the spirit of God. Amen. And so he wanted to know, I'm not getting in covenant with you. I'm not coming together with you unless I know that God is on our side. Amen. And so when he did that, he said, then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead to the battle, or shall I refrain? And he said, go up. They said, go up, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. This is so important, because when we look at the days and the times that we're in now, many people are saying, go forth, do what God say do, and everybody is getting on the same channel, and nobody is standing for the truth. Now, does that mean that nobody's prophesying the truth? No, but you have to be in a place, in a position where you're willing to stand against 400 to your one. God is calling for us, even the young generational prophets that are coming forth. He is calling for us in this season to be ready to stand by ourselves. Prophetess always talks about when she teaches us that this is a lonely walk. Being a prophet is lonely. Being a prophet is lonely. And because I operate in different gifts and the prophetic, and I sing and I dance and I do all this other stuff, I literally, you know, it's like, well, prophetess, I can have friends. I'm too young. This is what I used to say. I'm too young just to be sold out the way you say and be sold out and still want to operate. And what I noticed is when you begin to compromise, when you begin to do things that God has not called you to do, it stunts you, it stops you. The flow is not the same. And so he's asking, he's inquiring, who, where should we go? Should we go to this war? Should we fight in this battle? And they all said, yes, go ahead. It's yours. And I know a lot of us have heard people give us that good prophetic word. But if you continue to read the scripture, deep down in his spirit, he knew that something was off. He knew that something was off. And so he said, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not yet a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? Now, I want to talk about try the spirit by the spirit. And everybody always says, oh, we need to try the spirit by the spirit, see if it be of God. And I got to read the scripture because it's deeper than that. And it says in 1 John verse 4, it says, beloved, believe not, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. What do you mean believe? Have faith. Trust not in those spirits. Just don't believe people because they're in the church, because they have the title, because they say, oh, thus saith the Lord. I've seen so many people operate in church, and it frustrates a lot of us young people, but it also frustrates the sinners, because it's like they can discern who's real and who's fake in this hour. And it's so sad that the church can't even discern who's real and who's fake because of appearance. We look at the outside, we look at what people have, and we judge and base their anointing based off of what they have or what they don't have. And what I've noticed and I've seen is true prophets suffer. It's not just this glamorous life that we're just living and we're howdy, howdy, goodbye. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored all the time. We go through mind battles. You're going to go through distress. Some trials are greater than other people's trials. And so we can't categorize and say that they're of God because they look the part. The Bible talks about, yes, we dress in modest apparel, but listen, there's so many people who are going to fool you based off of the way they look. There's so many people that we judge prematurely because they don't look the part. But when Jesus was walking and when he was doing his ministry, he became low. He lowered himself. What does that mean? He didn't have to have the riches. He was a rabbi, so he automatically was connected to money. He automatically was connected. He was a carpenter, so he had what he needed to have. But what did he do? He didn't take all that. Even when he sent the disciples out, he told them, go two by two. Don't take anything with you. Don't take nothing with you. Why? Because the people that you go to, you're going to be able to go into their lighthouse. And if they don't allow you to come in, shake the dust from your feet. What are we talking about? The one in the 400. God is asking for that one who's going to go against the 400, who's not afraid of the 400. Amen. And the spirit, and it says, try the spirit by the spirit. And I had to look it up in the Strong's, and it literally meant discerning of spirits by divine inspiration. There's a lot of people I've noticed who always say, oh, I got the gift of discernment. I got the gift of discernment. But they don't have divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. They're literally going off their own self, their own intuition. And I'm not saying that God cannot even speak to those who are unsaved or who are not in the will. But you have to have a connection to really discern the truth in this hour. He said if it were possible, they would fool the very elect. So if you're not an elect, you think you're going to make it without him? So we have to really think that. And it says inspiration of divine inspiration of teachers and a critical faculty of mind quickened by the Spirit of God, not only to discern who's a prophet, who's not a prophet. So this, the gift of discernment is not just for you to discern who's a prophet or who's not a prophet, but it's also for you to discern when the prophets do speak. Are they speaking what's of God or what's of their flesh? What do you mean, Prophet Shardé? Sometimes we can operate in our gifting and not out of the anointing of God. There's a lot of people who are gifted to prophesy, who have the gift of prophecy, but their lives don't add up. And that's why there are so many people who are confused in the body of Christ. But are you the one or are you the 400? And so what he did, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not yet a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. This is so powerful because it literally lets us prophets know that when you speak the truth, they hate you. No, Prophetess Chardé, no, we're not in that dispensation. We're not in that time. We're not in that place. When you preach the truth of God, they're going to hate you. There's been times when I had to prophesy death to people. There's been times, thank you, Jesus, where I had to tell people, listen, your child, if she keep doing what she's doing, you don't know what she's doing, but the Lord sees her, and she's going to be pregnant. I've prophesied that to almost 15 young ladies, and I can tell you every single one of them who did not hearken to the voice of the Lord got pregnant. That's not to say, oh, Prophetess Chardé, you take a check and you mark that and, you know, oh, you're doing good. No, those are prophetic. There's certain prophetic words that we as prophets don't want to come true. There's words that God give us that we pray, God, please don't let that be true. And to be honest, some of the people, when the word came, they literally told me, I remember the word that you said, but because my daughter was too young, I had to get an abortion. And so I was walking around sometimes thinking that, dang, I missed that one. Dang, and I'm glad I missed it, but dang, I missed it. Then to find out that the manifestation of the word came, but they killed out the word. And so we have to be secure in who God has called us to be in this season. That if he tells us to say something, whether it be good or bad, whether it be good or evil, that we're going to speak, thus saith the Lord God, because it's not them who you rejecting. They're not rejecting you. They're going to be rejecting him. They're not rejecting you. They're going to be rejecting him. And so you have to understand your assignment in this season. Your assignment is to deliver the word. We can't be like Jonah. We can't be like Jonah, who God gives us a word to a certain group of people and we get offended and we say, God, I'm not delivering that word. I'm not giving that word to that person, because our own personal feelings and emotions or culture gets in the way. God is calling for the one that's not going to run to the belly of the whale and hide. That's not, he didn't run to the belly. He ran to the ship, but he ended up in the belly. He ended up tied up, strangled up in the seaweed for 3 days because he did not obey. So will you be the one or are you the 400? And he said, I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah. But Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Don't let it be true. I know you're saying it, but man, we need a true man of God. And there are some prophets that God is raising up in this season when he's saying, I know you speak truth. And a lot of people don't like you, but because I need the truth, I need you. God is saying that there are one out of the 400. He's saying, I need you to get up, to speak the truth, whether it be good or evil. Amen. And it says, then the king of Israel called an officer saying, quickly, bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And I'm going to go down to verse 13, and it says, and then the messenger who was sent to summon Micaiah spoke to him, saying, behold, now the words of the prophets are informally favorable to the king. Please let your words be like the word of one of them and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, I will speak. There's going to be people along your journey who's going to try to dictate to you, well, you know, in this season, the prophets are speaking prosperity. Well, you know, in this season, the prophets are speaking houses and cars. Well, you know, in this season, the prophets are prophesying this. But we have to be so sure that what God is saying, and what I've seen in this season, is the Bible says that Satan is on his job and he's wearing out the saints. What does that mean for the prophets? That means he's fighting us so much that if he can clog us and stop us, sometimes we'll go ahead and we'll compromise and agree with what's already being said. But the Lord is saying, I need you to say just like Micaiah, man, whatever he speak to me, that's what I'm going to say. And when he came to the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle or shall we refrain? And he answered him, go up and succeed, and the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. This is what's powerful. Then the king said unto him, how many times must I adjure you to speak to me nothing but what the Lord said, what the name of the Lord, what's in the name of the Lord? Isn't it funny how people know your calling and know you as the prophet, know you sometimes better than yourself? Isn't it funny that he literally, because he was just being sarcastic, clearly he was being sarcastic, but he just wanted to see what they were going to say. And the king knew because of what was in him. There's a lot of people that we speak to that have had relationships with God, and they know what the truth is, and they just want to hear somebody to tell the truth. There's a drought in the body of Christ, and there's a drought in the world. The Bible tells us to go out on all the earth and propel, tell the people the truth, and propel them to come in, come in, tell them to come in. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw them unto me. The issue is that nobody wants to stand alone. Nobody wants to stand alone. Nobody wants to stand alone because we don't want to try the spirit by the spirit. We want to sound like everybody else. We want to do what everyone else is doing, but we have to understand that because of the mandate, because we're the watchmen, because of what he said to us, what he's spoken to us, we have to be obedient to what God say. We have to be obedient to what he's telling us to do. It's so imperative. It's so imperative. And I'm not going to continue because prophetess is going to touch on the next portion of the scripture, but I want to know, do people know who you really are? If you were called today and somebody asked you and Bishop asked you to come preach because he heard that you're the bishop or you're the prophet that only prophesies houses and cars, and he wanted you to come to the church because his people needed houses and cars, is that your reputation? Or is Bishop going to call you and say, listen, whatever God say, come and say it, because I know you have a word. And your word is not what Bishop may or may not want to hear, or your word may not be what Prophetess Sharday want to hear. But are you willing to speak the truth? Are you willing to tell somebody's son, man, I seen your son getting shot because he's in the wrong crowd with the wrong people. And if you don't get a hold to your son, God say death. Oh, prophetess, that's harsh. Oh, prophetess, that's not God. God doesn't speak like that in this dispensation. We have to obey everything God say in this hour, in this season. If he tells you to get up and go in the middle of the night, you have to be obedient to everything that he's telling you, because he wants us to obey him. Why you keep saying obey? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. I know in the prophet's cave, you all talked about the prophet who God told him, you know, go and leave. And then the older prophet came and said, no, come back and eat with us. And he said, no, God told me to go and leave. When I'm done giving this word, just go and leave. And he said, no, come back and go with us. So he went and ate. And then the same prophet that told him, God said, come eat with us, is a prophet that said, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord, you're going to die this day. And that man died. Got ate up, got mauled by bears. So what's more important, being in the in crowd and saying what everyone says, or being obedient to God? Now, those of you who are Bible scholars know that this story really denotes, and it talks about God sending a lying spirit into the mouths of the prophets. And why? And some people, well, why would God send a lying spirit? God had to make a distinction between who is for me and who operates in me, who obeys me, and who does not. God is getting ready to draw a line in this dispensation. Yes, you're going to know. And the sad thing is, those of us who have the Spirit of God and who can discern what God is saying, we will be able to discern. We'll be able to know who's of God and who's not of God. But those of us, those who are not in the fold, those that are not covered by the blood, you're not going to be able to know. That's why the Bible says there's going to be such a great falling away. And the false prophet shall arise. The false prophet is going to arise. There's some false prophets in the land right now. They have arisen, and there's many people who are not in a place to know and to discern who's real and who's fake. So with that being said, I just want to impede, and I just want to pull on you, those of you that are prophets, those of you who have been in a place where you've had prophetic words and they have not manifested. And you said, well, God, the prophet spoke this, but I haven't seen manifestation. Sometimes the manifestation doesn't come because you didn't obey what the prophetic word said. The man of God gave you steps, and he said, oh, God's going to bless you with a job, and God's going to bless you to get married, and God's going to bless you to do X, Y, and Z. But if you don't ever get up and put in an application, if you don't ever apply for that job, you'll never get the job. If you don't ever get dressed and go outside the house for that husband to find you, then you can't say the prophet lied to you. You can't say he lied to you. You didn't put the word into action. You didn't operate in the faith so that the word would be made manifest. And the Lord is asking those prophets who I've called you to, have you compromised? Have you been in the in crowd? Have I had to allow you to be in a place where it seemed like you're going along with the crowd and this is all you can see and your vision has been blurry? We're asking now, I want you to think about it as we get ready to pray. The line is open. So if you can see the line, the number's on the bottom of the screen. The number is 563-999-3060. If you wanted to just add on to commentary, or even if you just want prayer, please call now for prayer. Amen. And I just want to keep talking. I'm going to keep reading because it's really good. So he begins to talk about what he sees. And he said, I saw Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no masters. Let each of them return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? Some of us feel like, God, every word I get, it's like a word of judgment. It's like a word of warning. But God loves us so much that the watchman's job is to tell you the truth and give warning. Now, whether you choose to be obedient to what the prophets say is on you. But he's literally giving you the opportunity to be obedient. So they're going to say, Prophetess Chardet, she always got something negative. A lot of people have said that about me. And sometimes I say, well, dang, I just feel like I'm a judgment prophet. And I don't prophesy a lot of materialistic things. But the Lord deals with me soulishly and deals with the healing of people's minds and your heart and what's going on in your house. And so everybody doesn't operate the same, and you have to understand that as a prophet that you may not see the same. Prophetess Caldwell always talks about how God shows her on the screen, and Prophet Russell says that God shows him and speaks to him, and I said, well, God only showed me sometimes, and he speaks through me at the time, and I don't know if he's talking. And so I had to say, Chardet, calm down, because you don't have to operate the way they operate. Your way that God deals with you is not the same way. He deals with some in dreams. He deals with some in visions. He deals with some even as they're looking. I know there's some prophets who say, as I look at you, God shows me your life. That's not everybody. So you have to be comfortable in who God has called you to be. And even those evangelists and teachers and preachers who God has allowed you the gift of prophecy, but you're not operating in the office of a prophet and understanding the difference, let God continue to use you and sharpen your gift. I've been being challenged by one of my mentors. Oh, we have a call. Go ahead, caller.